This is the Tani Talks sessions where we talk about a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. This week, let's talk about read away. Reading is one of my favorite things to do. I've talked about this many, many times over the years, many times over the seasons. One of my favorite things I look forward to the entire week is sitting down on our very comfy couch on my spot with a good, cozy book, a really good book. I always look forward to that all week. We have this big sectional couch plus a love seat in the other corner. It's a big L, so my wife goes right in the corner, the 90-degree corner of the L, and I go in the other side, and I stretch out myself, and we're, like, opposite each other, and we each have a book until we fall asleep, usually on a Friday night, on a Sabbath, a lot of times on a Yom Tov, a holiday as well. And when it's a good book, a really good book, and then I treat myself a lot of weeks to, like, the pack of Sour Sticks, sometimes some Sour Mike and Ikes, that's, like, my go-to thing. But when we're at the meal, the sparkling grape juice is a big thing of mine also. And I sit down, get out my reading glasses, and I sit down with a good book when I have the energy and I don't fall asleep quickly and have a really good book. There's really nothing like it. I actually just started a book here in the fall, officially 2024. I just read Even There, Even Now from Sifta, one of these publishers. I'm big fans of Menucha Publishers, Shar Press, Feldheim Publishers, Sifta Publishers, Israel Bookshop. Those are all really good ones. There are other ones I'm blanking on right now. But the book I'm reading right now, I just finished Even Then, Even Now, and it was like a 700-page book. That's how I know usually the book is good when it's really long, and it's a trifecta. It's a trilogy. It's a three-part series to the books, and I read the first one. It was unbelievably good, extremely sad, very, very depressing. The premise, I don't want to ruin it for you, but one of the main characters gets very, very, very sick. Another character deals with this, another character deals with that, and now I started book two, and it is also fantastic. So when I sit and I have a really good book and I'm really into the story, anything that, you know, interrupts me is kind of bothersome, you know? I don't like to be interrupted. Abba, Dad, Jewish Hebrew for Dad, why are you always reading? Why do you always read on Sabbath and Shabbos? We don't want you to read. We don't like when you read, because it's like a crime to read, you know, when you have little kids. Thank God the oldest is 9 and the little guy is just, you know, just a half a year now. They don't like it when I read, but I love to read. Reading is fantastic. You escape into a book. You can escape all the difficulties in life or whatever troubles or stressors you have. And thank God it's a blessed life, a happy life, a joyful life. Thank God with my wonderful wife and kids. But there are things that are difficult. And when you read, you can really escape all those things, and you could just focus on the good, focus on the here and now, and focus in the book, and focus on the story, dealing with other people's problems and other people's difficulties, and you could imagine things. You could put your reading cap on, and you could put your looking cap on, and thinking about what they're going through, thinking about where they're traveling, especially when they have scenery, and you try to reconstruct it in your head. If it's a mystery or thriller suspense, which is usually my favorite type of book, I like this. Well, the book I'm reading now, obviously, is very, very emotionally difficult, very emotionally sad. You know, one of the characters has narcissism, one of the other characters has schizophrenia, one of the other characters dealt with divorce. These are all big, big taboo subjects, especially in Orthodox Jewish culture. It's nice that the author is talking about it, and it's a really, really good book, and I really love it. Reading mystery thriller suspense is the only genre that's even better for me. That's like the top of the top of the top for me. I love a mystery thriller suspense. I love Ruthie Perlman books and the Eyal Gilboa books from Yonah Sapir. He actually just came out with a new book just now called The Polygon, which is a whole different character, which I'm a big fan of also. Hopefully I'll get it. And the Al Reed series from Ruthie Perlman is really good. And Kanaan books are good, even though they're historical. Riva Pomerantz books are very good, even though those are much more emotional books. There are many, many good authors out there, and when I find a gem, I find a good book, you know, I'm very proud of it, I'm very happy with it. My wife and I often trade books. I'll read them first, and she'll read them, and then we can talk about the books. Where is she up to in the book? Where am I up to in the book? How do I like it so far? We kind of have a mini book things. And of course, you know, we have the lending library in our house, in our basement. We have a whole bookshelf dedicated to the free lending library. We call it the FLL on our street in our town. And the synagogue, the shul, usually puts it out once a week. A little flyer I made a couple of years ago, a little fancy flyer. And it has my email address. It has the house phone. Yes, I do have a house phone, and I'm a very big believer in a house phone, by the way, to separate yourself from a cell phone if you want to use it for business purposes or other purposes. And we have that freelancing library, and we have all these different books of these different publishers. So that's the Menucha Publishers, Shaar Press. We have Israel Bookshop. We have Tzufta. We have Feldheim. And we have all these other ones that are really good. And I encourage everyone to be into reading. Just like the other week I talked about writing, and the other week I talked about music. Another huge thing for me is reading. And reading is very good in many, many different aspects and many different levels. I love when I see my kids read. We try to get them to read Harry Potter every Sabbath a little bit. They haven't been doing it so good for the past few weeks, but we did have a time where they were reading through it and they were talking about it, and it brings to life the books for us, especially we read as a kid, especially we read when we were younger. Those kind of books are fantastic. But reading has so many positives and so many elements that are so good to be involved with. There's so many benefits of reading. It can be a stress reducer. Reading can help reduce stress and anxiety. It can be due to the focus and concentration required. A study found once that reading for just 6 minutes can reduce muscle tension and slow heart rate. It also improves brain function. Reading can improve memory and cognitive ability and help keep the brain functioning effectively as people age. It could also enhance brain connectivity and may help reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, which stems from such things, a terrible disease. It could also improve sleep quality, which is interesting. It can help improve the quality of your sleep. It can help improve your vocabulary. It can help expand the vocabulary. It can improve analytical thinking. It can improve your analytical thinking skills. It can improve your writing skills. Can help you write better, and it can increase your empathy. It can develop cognitive empathy by helping readers understand different points of view. It can improve your language. Your social and emotional skills can help build these kind of skills, especially in children. And it also can be linked to longevity. Studies have shown it might also be linked to longevity. It definitely can help vocabulary expansion and reducing your stress level. Helps with empathy, understanding other people. It can really give you imagination. It can reduce the stress. It can improve your memory. These are all things involved. It can have increased longevity, increases knowledge, increases writing skills, improves focus and concentration, improves sleep and communication, your mental well-being. It exercises the brain, improves the vocabulary, and gives early reading skills. It exercises the brain, increases intelligence, gives wellness, and lots of other things. So I want to just focus on those different things. According to my research, it can have these wonderful, wonderful aspects. The vocabulary expansion, reading can have an effect on this. When you have the reading, it expands your vocabulary. The more you read, the more words you'll be exposed to. Consistent exposure to new words, learning their meanings, learning their context can really boost your vocabulary. The more language you're exposed to, the more vocabulary you can increase one book at a time. The more words you learn, the more you can gain. It really can expose your mind and release wonderful things. A study showed that reading from the University of Sussex was able to reduce the amount of stress in a person's life. It showed even 6 minutes of silent reading can help. Reading can reduce stress levels by as much as 68%. Some studies have shown even more than listening to music or going for a walk. How cool is that? Getting that 6 minutes daily can help you reduce stress by 68% from the University of Sussex. It gives you the mental space from the issues causing your stress, and it only takes 6 minutes. Who doesn't have 6 minutes? All it takes is 6 minutes to be able to reduce your stress. It also gives empathy. The ability to understand or share other people's feelings is critical for emotional intelligence. When you read, it helps develop empathy. Numerous studies have shown that readers of fiction books especially tend to empathize better with others. Excuse me, because when you get lost in a good read, when you get lost in a good book, it gives you the power to build empathy and spike your curiosity. The more we know about our emotions and feeling, the better we can empathize with others and relate to their point of view. It improves your ability to empathize. You can really have more empathy for other people. The question becomes, when you have someone that lacks empathy, a narcissist, a person that has no care, no concern for other people, but they're an avid reader, how does it not affect them? That's a question that will have to be dealt with at another time, not here and not now. We know that it could reduce stress. 30 minutes of reading can lower your blood pressure. when you are juggling so many things, it's a really nice way, a really quick way to relax and unwind. It can refocus your mind and it can do wonders for your body. It's important to read a good book, at least for a few minutes, 6 minutes each day, to stretch those brain muscles. It gives us that relief from stress. It takes us away from reality momentarily, giving a much needed break. People will say that TV and movies do that too, but you do no work. You do no brain work when it comes to TV. It's very passive. When you watch a movie, there's no brain work. It's all passive. It's fed into you. You do no effort. You do nothing. You're no active participant unless you're changing the channel, which is still very minimal, very, very minute amount of activity. But when you read, you have to construct the scenes. You have to understand what you're reading. You have to understand what's going on. You have to make sure to do that. Reading can strengthen your imagination. It's been proven to improve one's imagination. When really you're able to visualize the events are taking place and try to put yourself where the book is telling you they are, it increases that imagination and creativity. It sparks imagination, creativity, being immersed in a new world and characters. Nurtures your ability to have more creativity. It lets you think about worlds outside your own reality. When you read, you use your brain to imagine the visuals, to imagine the characters, to imagine the scents and the sounds, the smells, and the places it could take you to new worlds you never even thought about existed. It's up to you to use an author words to bring characters, settings, and conversations to life. And this process is mentally active. It gets you to be involved in such a thing. Reading regularly is a great exercise for the brain. If you read a fictional book, your brain is forced to remember names and remember places and remember the storyline. You need to be able to remember a story, to follow a story. Reading an extended story over a number of nights or a number of weeks, like I do, and my wife does, that makes you build on your memory. Constantly engaging your brain in reading allows you to improve memory and working on your verbal recall, giving your short-term and long-term memory working hard, especially for a good book. Reading is a lifelong skill that improves memory. It builds a robust vocabulary, foundation of knowledge, adds a richness and depth of meaning to your life. Improves your focus, improves your memory, improves your empathy, and improves your communication skills, reduces stress, improves your mental health, and helps you overall. What are the negatives of reading? Nothing. Reading is awesome. Reading is fantastic. Reading is the bomb. You got to be involved in it and keep up with it in your life. Interestingly, that when you're involved in reading, besides for having a good diet and not smoking and reducing stress, one of the habits is to make sure to be a bookworm. Continuously exercising your systems to keep them in good working order has major longevity benefits, especially if you're a bookworm. Brain connectivity and scans have shown that the connectivity increased while reading, and for days afterwards, the enormous reading benefits of reading books every day. There's a link between reading and longevity. A study found that book readers had a 20% lower mortality risk than non-readers. So when you read, your connectivity is increasing, especially in those areas of the brain that you need to, and it leads to increased amount of years in your life. What a simple hack. Read every day. Read every Shabbos. Read every weekend. Read every holiday. It really is wonderful. It increases your knowledge. It enables you to have a glimpse into cultures, a glimpse into tradition, into arts, into history, into geography, into health and psychology, and other subjects. It allows you to spark imagination, creativity, immerse in this world and characters. Allows you to encounter all these things we talked about. It allows you to think about different cultures, think about different places, and expand what you know in this world. If you enjoy writing, reading is one way to get better at it. Frequent reading can help you understand how sentences are put together, how words are used, or how contexts are made, and how storylines are built. If you read more, you will naturally become good at writing skills, because your vocabulary and pronunciation improve by reading. As you read more and more books, you become better writers. You can pick up on things like grammar, syntax, structure, and storyline, which are crucial to a story. There's a major correlation between reading and writing. The more you read, the better your writing skills will become to complete a book yourself. Reading and writing are impossible to separate from another. The practice of one undeniably improves the skill of the other. Excuse me. Of course, your focus and concentration is increased by reading. It utilizes your prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain that controls your concentration and attention and judgment making. When you're reading, it can bring back that focus and concentration. Technology takes it away, but reading can bring it back, can give you that focus, can give you that ability, can give you that focus and capability to be engaged. The longer you stay engaged in the book, the more you're rewarding focus instead of distraction, increasing your attention span, making it easier to stay focused in your life. Your concentration is better as well when you read. These are all essential skills for life. Reading also can help you sleep. Whenever you have a long day, reading a few lines before bedtime can help you go to quality sleep, which you are devoid of in today's time. Beyond education and entertainment, reading can promote longevity, restructure the brain, improve sleep, and much more. Reading is amazing. Lots of people read for a few minutes in bed before going to sleep. There's a good reason for that, because reading a book at bedtime oftentimes allows for better reading, allows for better sleeping, because it slowly relaxes your body and moves your mind into sleep. Reading helps to build and maintain memory, but also brings you into better sleep habits. Reading helps you sleep better. The addition of reading to your bedtime ritual will reduce stress and train your brain to associate reading with sleep, which is not always good if you really love to read, but at least in the bed, it'll connect the two together so you know that they are interlinked. Reading improves communication skills. It's no secret that reading can expand your vocabulary and increase your knowledge. Reading also helps you learn about communicating itself. The ability to communicate is this vital life skill, and studies have shown when you read, you have much better communication skills, much better ability to communicate with your employees, with your coworkers, because every book has word choices and writing techniques, examples of how to communicate thoughts to others. Improving your vocabulary, developing your communication skills, learning how to use language creatively in the right way. Reading regularly introduces new words and phrases, improving vocabulary, language skills, and even writing abilities into your life. Your whole overall mental well-being will be better. When you read, it can be a great way to relax and de-stress, the mental escape from the daily grind. It's a habit, improves your lifespan, gets rid of stress, enhances mental health, develops new ways and methods for coping with difficulties in life. It improves focus, improves memory, improves empathy, improves communication skills, reduces stress, improves mental health, and helps overall. It really gives you more knowledge because learning never stops and keeps you mentally well to be able to read all the time. We should read all the time. Make sure we read all the time. It really exercises the brain with increasing empathy, increasing function, relieving stress. Books can do so much more than people realize. It promotes longevity, as we mentioned many times, and we want to make sure that it's a cognitive task that everyone can be involved with. It stimulates the memory, stimulates the brain, trained to remember stories that they're reading. Reading improving the vocabulary. Reading for just 30 minutes a day from 29, that the study shows, has similar stress-reducing effects to doing 30 minutes of yoga. Reading can change the brain. Reading can change your mind. Reading is amazing. Reading is fantastic. It can improve the vocabulary, encourages earlier learning skills, exercises the brain. Reading to the mind is what exercises to the body. Reading lights up the entire brain. When you read a book, it really lights up your whole life. And then, of course, increases intelligence. It promotes wellness, improves sleep. We talked about increasing empathy, improves focus, literacy, and brain development. Reading is so good on so many aspects, on so many levels. And it really allows for such good things in life. It really encourages analytical thinking, and it really is a fantastic habit to try to get used to try to incorporate into your life. Reading is amazing. Reading rocks. Read away every day, a little bit every day. Reading really strengthens the brain neural pathways and creates new ones. Reading does such good things every day. So make sure to get your reading on. I love to read on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, on the weekdays, and the holidays, the high holidays. Some people read every day. I think when you wait every week to read, it's like a very exciting thing to build up to look forward to have delayed gratification to use the reading in your life to help you do better and to help you gain so many skills. Reading is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. I ask you, I plead with you, I beg you, read away. You read every week. You read as much as you can. Your kids read every week as much as they can. We also have a kids version of the FLL, the Free Lending Library. We have a whole section in the bookcase for the adults, and then we have a mini plastic rubber bookcase for the kids, for kids' books, because everyone needs to read. Everyone should be involved in reading. Everyone should participate in reading, because reading is amazing. Reading is fantastic, and reading has so many benefits to it. And all you have to do is just crack open the book, smell the book, feel the book, see the book, be involved with the book. Books are also a sensory experience, in my opinion. You can't compare opening a new book and smelling the book, smell and feeling the pages that are not worn yet, feeling the pages that are fully there yet, that are new, versus like a Kindle or an ebook or a reader or a e-device to read, or even the book app on the iPhone and on the Apple products. It doesn't compare. It's not the same. You won't get the same experience. Granted, you could carry 20 books in your iPad, but it's not the same as an actual book with actual pages that you could turn. So make sure to read every single day in your life, because reading promotes everything. Don't forget that reading promotes everything. This has been the Tonic Talk Sessions, where we talk about a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.